Praised be Jesus and Mary. I would just like to share two thoughts with you this morning. The first is our thoughts go to Bishop Edgar de Cunha, who celebrates today the fourth anniversary of his installation as our bishop here of Fall River. So our thoughts and our prayers go to him, that he might be faithful in his service to the diocese and be blessed by God with the graces that he needs. And the second thought is about the title of Our Lady of Ransom. We celebrate her under this title today in a votive mass. And Our Lady of Ransom is particularly linked to the order of Mercedarians, whose name, Mercedarians, is from the Latin merces, mercedis, which means precisely that, ransom. It was an order dedicated to Our Lady, which had the mission of ransoming Christians who had become enslaved to Muslims in the Mediterranean world. And their mission was to seek to ransom them, to give them liberty, and if necessary, to become slaves themselves so that Christians might have that liberty, might regain it. Putting those two thoughts together, I think it's important to remember, as we pray for our own diocese and our own local church, it's important to remember that the universal church has needs of its own in different parts of the world, which we cannot forget. We're all one mystical body. So we should especially never forget the needs of Christians who are being persecuted for their faith, and whose needs are maybe in a way more urgent because their very lives are at stake. This slavery, in many ways, this persecution still continues around the world, and our brothers and sisters in Christ need our prayers and our support. So let's entrust them to Our Lady of Ransom, that she might ransom them from their plights, might give them the graces they need to suffer with her at the foot of the cross, but also to be freed from their sufferings. And let's offer our sufferings and our sacrifices and our prayers as a contribution to the ransom for the needs of the church around the world. Praised be Jesus and Mary.